You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, any more requests for your rider?
Sparkling water that's gone flat, room temp.
Can I have a pep talk before I go on stage?
We get a rider, maybe chips.
I'd like to request a music industry ecosystem that uplifts the whole community.
It's Industry Rider on 95BFM, a New Zealand Music Month special with Stella Huggins and guests.
I think that I've benefited a lot from funding bodies. Thank you, New Zealand On Air and Te Māngai Pāho. It was really nice to make an application and have it go through. And I've been pretty fortunate to continue to be supported by those funding bodies. So for me, that's been great. And then in a way, having that funding has allowed me to approach people who I respect and pay them properly for their contribution. So that's a really great example of a framework or infrastructure that I've benefited from directly. When it comes to venues, I haven't really done that many live gigs for my most recent project. We could have more, but I also know that it's really hard at the moment to sustain anything, and so we really cherish the venues that do still exist and have quite a long-standing relationship with the music communities that surround them. So within those pockets are people who are of like minds, and I think they all gravitate towards the same vibe. When it comes to music journalism as well, you don't really get like reviewed as much as I suppose people did in the past. When it comes to covering things, I've always had like quite a positive response from people who were really interested in talking about music and just seeing what's happening next. So that's been really nice as well. I've been working in a space, an internal space, where most of the time I'm talking about personal experiences that then I feel like I turn into a song and then relinquish them to the public, so whoever hears it, it resonates with. But I've never really thought about international appeal, just because I'm not really sure what the international community deal with. Is it authenticity, I guess? I've yet to have a look into it, really. But maybe in the future. Have not been invited to Big Sound or South by Southwest or all of the other major festivals that they have internationally to showcase New Zealand music. I'm still kind of starting out. When it comes to reaching international audiences, I may be like inexperienced, but I've seen other bands be very successful, especially when they've been given a platform to really thrive. With my most recent release, Picky Picky, I brought together a super group of singers, people who I admire, and brought them together and created like a choir for a day where we sang. And I also got another friend of mine to do to blow their conch, Shot Tyson, for the beginning of the song. So yeah, I really got to build a little microcosm of just a little universe, which was really nice for that song. I really wanted to have a group of singers together because I really miss singing in a group. I used to do kapa haka at school, and when you're a solo artist, you don't really get asked to sing in groups. So I thought I would just organize it through this song. And when you talk about being uplifted, like the whole premise of the song is all about uplifting. I mean, Picky Picky is to climb up, but Hickey Hickey, which is another part of the lyric, is literally to ascend. And the song, the kaupapa of the song, is all about overcoming obstacles. And of course, you know, how can you overcome an obstacle alone? You need to have a group. So it's just more like a positive vibe. So yeah, I felt particularly supported by that exact process. The other two that I've put out are more about like a little internal world, you know, love and childbirth. So yeah, those are definitely things that people go through. But I think with this third third single, I've opened up to the community and they all came through and it was really cool. So yeah, that was nice.
Industry Rider on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.